Describe someone you would like to study or work with.
Well, I would like to talk about Huyen, one of my friends, whose company I really enjoy. Speaking of how long I have known this person, we've been classmates since high school. She sat next to me for over 4 years, and so it is fair to say we know each other quite well. Although she is a devil in disguise, there are many reasons why I like to have her around. For one thing, she is the most talkative person I know, who is capable of talking non-stop for hours. She often bothered me with her endless stories during our lessons and often got us scolded by our teachers. Because most of her stories were funny, I could not stop myself from laughing and talking with her. Now, each of us are busy with our work, so we could only hang out on the weekend in a small cafe on Hung Kao Street. But every time we meet, it feels like we lost touch for 10 years, as she would keep on updating me stories about her life, even with or without my consent. Luckily, with an introverted personality, I am quite a good listener and had no problem with that. I guess we make a perfect team. 1. What kinds of co-workers do people like to work with? I guess it depends on each person's preferences. Personally, I do not want to work with people who have a lot of knowledge or experience but refuse to share it. Rather, I would love to work with a cooperative partner who is willing to work as a team and is not afraid of receiving constructive criticism. 2. Which one is more important to you at work? Development in work-related skills or recognition from your supervisors? Although acquiring different work-related skills will help you improve career prospects, I believe recognition from your boss is always more important. It directly affects your job satisfaction, which has a positive relationship with work efficiency. Also, since appreciative leaders are appreciated leaders, employees of such leaders will be more willing to stick around and commit to the company. 3. Do you think managers should be friends with their subordinates? Yes and no. A boss should care and sympathize with each employee to make them feel taken care of on a personal level, which could become a great motivation and improve morale. However, they should also know how to draw a line between themselves and their subordinates, not only to stay professional, but also to avoid biased treatment.